وعليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
اللہ تعالی نے
حضور شیخ فار اے بلیور who has a firm faith in him has made it obligatory that at all times he should beg from him and pray to him. So even if you have to ask for a shoelace, you ask from God, so that you should have this realization and firm faith that the greatest things or the most minor thing, if somebody can give you, is God. Without His grace, we can get nothing. If you have to save yourself from evil, you should pray to Him that, O Allah, save us from these evils. And if you have to do some good, you should kneel before Him and seeking capacity from Him, try to do good works. Because without the help from God, neither can we do good nor can we save ourselves from evil. Nor can we save ourselves from the fire of hell without the grace of Allah, nor can we see the sights of paradise from of this world and in the hereafter without His grace. So if everything is to be gained from Allah's grace and His mercy, how essential it is that in every matter we should remember God and seek His help. And this is the command of Allah. And it is necessary to sort your life here and in the hereafter. In the Holy Quran, Allah says, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَعُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاؤُكُمْ. That tell them that if you did not pray, Allah will have no care for you. In this context, promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that this is the system in Allah's law, that the true mercy only backs them and only is granted by those who follow the method of mercy, that is, they follow the unity of God and pray to Him. And those who give up this method, they involve themselves in various kinds of adversity. Allah does not need anything, anyone, and He is independent, utterly independent. And in this connection He says, tell them that if you not become righteous people and do not engage yourself in remembrance of Allah, then what care my Lord has of your life? And then Promised Messiah says that a believer's duty is that he should find the true purpose of his life and then work accordingly. Allah says, قُلْ مَا يَبَعُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاوْكُمْ, that what care has God for you if you do not worship Him and do not supplicate Him? So Promised Messiah says, even this verse, مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, this is a branch of the same thought. That قُلْ مَا يَبَعُ بِكُمْ لَوْلَا دُعَاوْكُمْ, which is the verse, this one gives a commentary on the same verse. It says that in this promise, Messiah says, in this command there is further explanation that the purpose of man's life is to worship God. Allah does not care to put people in destruction who are ignoring religion, which means those who are not ignorant of religion, Allah does not hurry for their death. And He said, engage in prayer all the time, because the man who does not pray, there is no difference between him and animals. Therefore, we must always remember this is most important command and is most important matter for our life. It is essential that our attention should always be directed to prayer. And you cannot have better news than a surety of protection, that Allah has Himself says that to sort your life here in the hereafter, prayer is necessary. I have no benefit out of it, but I do feel pleasure with this, which you cannot even imagine, that one of my servant is trying to save himself from being caught in the net of Satan. So all things you do to win my pleasure and pray to putting your trust in me, I do listen to it. And those who are arrogant, their abode is hell. As Allah says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ عُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِمْ سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. And your Lord said, call on me and I will answer. Certainly those who think they are above praying to me will certainly enter hell disgraced. In this Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that the acceptance of prayer in fact is an offshoot of the matter of prayer. And it is a matter of principle that the one who did not understand the main concept, he can be misguided and deceived by understanding its explanation and further aspects. The first, the Rahman attribute of God pulls himself, and then man becomes near God, and in this prayer, by reaching such a stage, Allah creates the special attributes. And when a man is involved in trouble and with full faith and full devotion and with full effort kneels from God and goes to the highest stage of destroying his ego, then what does he see in front? That it is the threshold of Allah and there is no associate to him. Then his soul prostrates on his threshold, and the attraction which has been put in it, it pulls Allah's graces towards him. Then Allah turns to him to fulfill that matter, and this prayer affects all those means which create the means which is necessary to bring this about. For example, if you are praying for rain, then after prayer, then with the means are produced which is for necessary for rain. And if it's prayer is for famine, then Allah produces means accordingly. And it has been proved with experience that a perfect the prayer of a perfect man creates that means which can fulfill and complete that task. In a prayer of someone, such means are produced that it creates effect in the heavenly presence, and it brings those things about which are necessary to bring the matter to fulfill. In this, a promised Messiah has mentioned the philosophy of acceptance of prayer, that if you know the reality of prayer, then you should also understand the acceptance of prayers also. That what is the philosophy of prayer and acceptance? The servant and God has a attraction to each other, a power to attract each other. How does this power act? Promised Messiah says the first step is taken by Allah, that he shows the sights and manifestations of his mercy. And if you reflect, even before the birth of man, these manifestations of Rahman attribute start. And then at all time, at every moment in life of man, Allah continues to show the manifestation of his Rahman attribute, how he gives blesses him, showers him with untold blessings, and this is also a great explanation of Rabbul Alameen. So if one were to remember with all the graces and mercy and his bounties which Allah has showered on man, and a good natured man and remembers these things, and his true relationship with God is always ready to act upon all his commandments and to absorb and attract his love and to keep an eye on all his commands and at everywhere to keep a desire and eagerness to win Allah's pleasure is a sign of a true believer. So becoming purely for Allah with full sincerity, with clear heart, a believer becomes exclusively of God, then Allah comes closer to him. And when Allah comes so close to his servant, that they are immersed into each other, that is God and his servant. Then when the servant prays, then a prayer made in such a state shows such wonderful miracles that one cannot even imagine those. Therefore, it is necessary to develop such a state. This is what Promised Messiah has explained. We see in ordinary life that when in adversity and problem becoming sincere, a man kneels before God, then everything in the world it is, he has no attraction to him because to it, and because when he is involved in problems, he is kneeling only before God, therefore only existence of God is in his view. In problems and in suffering, one has developed such a state. Then when people are praying in such a state, then they also witness the acceptance of prayer. Therefore, if a man keeping Allah's Rahman attribute at all the time will make effort to be closer to him, that after doing getting one work done, after removing one difficult, he should not give up the effort to be closer to him, then Allah shows him permanently the sights and manifestations of his blessings. Therefore, you must always to keep Allah's bounties being showered on you, it is necessary to make an effort to be closer to God. Then in such a state, Allah, whatever means there are available, material means there are in the world, Allah, in the state of prayer of that servant, he sets all those material means to fulfill his prayer. And all these heavenly and worldly means there are, Allah sets them to help his servant. Sometimes when he's praying, sometimes Allah sends rain from clouds after accepting prayer of his servant. And at times Allah, listening his curse for his enemy, he creates problems and suffering for his enemy. Therefore, this state which develops must develop for acceptance of his prayer, this is the state which every Ahmadi must develop in his heart. I had mentioned in one of my sermon the acceptance of the elders of the Jamaat, holy men of Jamaat. They had reached at this state and this station, that when they had such a state, Allah accepted their prayer, and they are now even such people, Allah accepts their prayers. Even today, God is the same God. He has not closed his gates. Only what you need is, with a true attraction, you need to advance towards God, progress towards God. Then you will see the manifestation of Rahman attribute of God, that he fulfills the material needs also, from which all believers and unbelievers are benefiting. A believer has been told the methods, that how on different times you should call on him, and how you should come closer to me, and I will come closer to you, where two can be the closest possible. Then Allah says, قُلِ اللَّهَ عَبِدُ الرَّحْمَانِ تَدُو فَلَا أَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, that tell them whether you call on Allah or Rahman, whichever name you will call on Him, all good names belong to God. Allah says that I have different names, different attributes, and according to your need, you can refer to my name, refer to my attributes and call on me. And I have such honor for my names that when my servant state develops, which I had just explained, that what state he should develop. So Allah says that if you need my Rahman attribute with this, then my Rahman attribute will be excited for my servant. And if you need Rahim attribute, then my Rahim attribute will be excited to help him. And if you will call with the my attribute of Wahhab and you need that, then my gates of Allah's grant will continue to open. Allah had untold names, and all these names Allah had told us to listen to our prayers. All these attributes Allah had manifested and to His servants, so that understanding the underlying wisdom and meaning of it, with reference of these attributes, they should call on Him. Therefore, a believer know that if our God is so compassionate and they show us so many ways that somehow our servant should save from the clutches of Satan and save themselves from the punishment in the hereafter, then if you become purely His and sincere servant, you should engage yourself in prayers. Today I have selected a few prayers of Holy Quran, and this is the Rahman attribute that He had taught us, prayers of different situations. And He has also taught us the prayers of the previous prophets to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that benefited from them, whereas we are beneficiary of Allah's graces, we can also sort our world, this life and the hereafter. If Allah showing His grace to us and showing His compassion, He bestows His beneficence, then rather than being proud of it and being arrogant, we should kneel before God. If one has got a great aim, his mind it becomes too proud. And if one has a profitable business, he can't his feet do not stay on the ground. And some people have proud of their tribe and their family. Some people have are proud of their mental capacities, and neither he does his duty to his mankind, is a fellow human being, nor of his duty to Allah. By giving an example of a good man, Allah teaches us a prayer that rather than showing pride on such things, you should kneel before God, you will be beneficiary of His graces. Allah says,
رَبِّ قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَعْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنْتَ وَلِيِّ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين.
O my Lord, you have given me a part of rule and have given me knowledge of knowing the innate conditions and all those who have created the heaven and the earth. You are my friend in this world life and hereafter, and let me die in submission and include me among the righteous, that all these graces that you have deemed, this is of chapter Joseph, this verse, that your treatment is reflecting that you have accepted my sincere move towards you and have given me this station, and I hope that as you have shown us this
sides of prayer in this world, you will also be my friend in the hereafter. Therefore, I pray that please let me die in, cause me to die when I am perfectly submitting to you. So that even in the hereafter, I should be among those who are righteous and who have gained your nearness, on whose station at every moment and every time is continued to rise in paradise. Allah had taught us this prayer not just to narrate an incident, but has stated only so that to act upon it, a believer should be ever ready. So that by doing good works, he can be counted among those who are righteous. Then Allah says further that after showing my manifestation of Rahman attribute, I have created this heaven and earth. You should reflect over it. There are stars, moon, there are sun, there are gases in the atmosphere. There are different layers who can protect us from various harms. Everything at there is moving within their speed and their circuits. And then the sun, the moon and the stars are affecting your earth. There are different seasons. There is rain, there is warmth and coldness, and there is different Allah has set different seasons for different fruits and different gardens and different farms. And those who thank God with Allah's graces, they also are aware that they have to present themselves to God after they die. Whatever Allah has told us about this life, if it is true, then the hereafter is also true. So by watching all this, a believer prays that, O Allah, forgive our mistakes and our lapses. Do not punish us as a result of these lapses and mistakes, and save us from the torment of the hereafter. Allah has taught us this prayer in the Holy Quran. It says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قَيَامًا وَقَعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. That those people who remember Allah standing, sitting and lying on their sides and ponder over the creation of heaven and earth and says automatically that, O Allah, you have not created us in vain. Holy is you, so please protect us from the torment of fire. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. About this, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that, O our Lord, you are holy, that by denying your existence that we should attribute wrong attributes to you. We should attribute such things to you which are not perfect, which are far lower than his station, which has weakness and some gaps. So please save us from the torment of fire, because to deny you is exactly hell. Believers are those who remember Allah standing, sitting and lying in their bed, and whatever wondrous qualities there are in the earth and the heaven, they reflect, and when they find out the subtle secrets of this universe, when he manifests the sights of Allah's creation, they say, O Allah, you have not created these things in vain. That those who are special believers, they know the secret of creation and the qualities of Allah's creation. By witnessing that, they don't just have this much understanding which the worldly people have, that whatever things there are in the heaven and the earth, there are moon, sun and stars. By watching them, they do not have just this, that they think like the worldly people, that it suffices that this is the diameter of the earth and this is its gravitational pull, or the stars and heavenly bodies have these attraction. But after they see these secrets, they turn towards their creator, that these qualities take them towards their creator, that who has created, and thus they strengthen their faith. When they understand the creator, they understand the greatness of God, they understand the powers of God, their faith is further strengthened. So when they come to know that God is the creator of all this, then their certitude on His existence and His power advances, and they advance their faith that the creator of all these things is that living God who has asked us to worship Him, have also reminded us to pray to Him. And as far as the activity is concerned, Allah has told us what is good and bad action. Then the servant calls out, O Allah, enable me to do good deeds so that I save myself from the punishment of fire, and the sight of your love should always fall on me. Then Allah taught us the prayer, Rabbi Habli Hukmam Walhiqni Bisalihin, that O Allah, give me wisdom and account me among the good people, pious people. So this prayer is also most important, that Allah give us wisdom, that whatever duties have been given to us, we can do and enable us to do in the best possible way. Whatever responsibilities the Jamaat we have, wherever we have to take decisions, may Allah enable us to take good, right decisions. He also blesses us with advancement. When man says, a servant says that also bless us with advancement, he asks all these things so that, O Lord, I by doing work for your pleasure, I continue to progress ahead. So this is also a prayer that give me the wisdom and understanding of your commands, and by receiving these qualities I should be counted among your holy people, and this standard of piety should also continue to advance. Then it says, وَجَلْنِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخَرِينَ, and for the latter-day people, make destine a good word for me, that those people who come later, they should bear testimony that I always supported truth and have made decisions with the intelligence and wisdom, and have acted upon Allah's commandments, and I always had in view the pleasure of God, and O Lord, that I should be remembered with these good deeds. Then most important prayer, he said, is وَجَعَلْنِي مِنَ الْوَرَسَةِ الْجَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ, وَجَعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَسَةِ الْجَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ, that you should make me those who are beneficiary of great paradises, such paradises through whom I continue to have all your bounties, that in paradise my station should continue to rise. And this good talk about me and people's prayer
for the one who has died, continue to advance the stations of the one who has passed away. Therefore, these good deeds of this world and the words of wisdom and with the grace of Allah counted among the good deeds becomes a means of giving you better station in paradise. And when a man turns towards the prayer for higher station in paradise, then surely he will try to do good deeds here, which Allah has commanded him to do. One has good name in the world because of their children. Therefore, Allah has also taught us this prayer, that to make this life paradise and also to be beneficiary of the paradise in the hereafter, you should pray for your wife and your children. And the best prayer for them is for them to be righteous. Then Allah says, وَالَّذِنَ يَقُولُنَ رَبَّنَا حَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَزُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيُنٍ وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And those which say, O our Lord, make our better halves and our from our children comfort of our eyes, and make us an imam of the righteous. About this, in this regard, Prophet Muhammad SAW says that for marriage there is another purpose which Surah Furqan reminds, it is, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا حَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَزُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيُنٍ وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. That the believers are those who pray that, O our Lord, make from our better half and from our children the coolness of our heart, and make destined so that our children and our wives are righteous and they follow us. Why does he need children? It should not be restricted only to physical desire, like when you are hungry or thirsty, and that it should only, if it passes from some limit, you must turn to its reforming. Allah has created man for his worship, as he says, مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So if a man does not become a believer and abad, worshipper, and does not fulfill the true needs of his purpose of his life, and does not do his duty of worship, and leads life of evil and evil doing, and commits sin upon sin, then he must also, what result will be of his desire of children? He will want to leave another successor of committing sins. What is the gap for which he desires children? So therefore, as long as you do not desire children for this purpose, that they should be religious, spiritual and righteous, and they should serve Allah's faith, then such a prayer is in vain, and in fact is a sinful prayer. And it, you cannot call it baqiyatu salihat, but baqiyatu sayyat, that those which are left behind who are sinful. But these people should say that I want good children. This will also be only a claim, nothing but a claim, as long as he does not reform his own character. If he lives a life, sinful life and evil life, and only with word he says, I need righteous children, then he is a liar. Before desire of righteous children, he first should reform himself and make his life righteous. Only then his desire will be bearing fruit, and then his children will be such people who will deserve to be called baqiyatu salihat. But if you have desire only that they should be our inheritors, or he should be famous man, then to me such a desire is idolatry, in my view. Prophet Muhammad says further, that the desire of children should only be to gain righteousness, not with any thought that he should be a sinful successor left behind. Allah knows better. Promised Messiah knows about himself. Allah knows best that I have never desired children. Whereas I had given me children when I was 15 or 16 year old. Sultan Ahmad and Fazal Ahmad were born at that age. Neither I had the desire to have great famous people or have great jobs. But there is another thing that people do have desire and they do have children, but they have never seen that they do their training to make them righteous and to make them submitting to God and have a true concern. Neither they pray nor they do the right training and keep that in view. My own situation is there is not a single prayer where I do not pray for my friends and my children and my and many people who teach them evil habits and then when they start doing evil actions, they do not warn them and they become emboldened day by day. So people do desire children, not for this that they should be servant of religion, but the only that they should have a successor in this world. And when they have children, they do not show concern for their training nor their resolve their character and their evil. That a man cannot be good as long as if he does not understand their near relations. If he is deprived of this, what else, other piety can you expect? Allah has mentioned this thing in the Holy Quran, Rabbana Atina Min Azwajina Min Ladunka Azwajan, which has recited earlier, that Allah may give us comfort of our eyes from our children and our wife. This can only be done when they do not live a life of unrighteousness, but they should live a life of righteousness and give precedence to everything, give precedence to God over everything. Then he says, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, that when he is righteous, then he will be of their imam. So these are the standards which Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam expect from every Ahmadi for his children. And for that, according to this command of the Holy Quran, he has have given much emphasis on training and prayer to mold them accordingly. And for this promised Messiah has said that first, everyone should reform himself. Otherwise, this prayer will be a deception and is a lie. Because you are deceiving your own self and also try to deceive God. So, Promised Messiah says, for a righteous children, Huzur says that for righteous children you will have to do good deeds yourself. For acceptance of prayer, you will have to develop the state that I had mentioned in the beginning. When you will develop that state, then inshallah, as Allah has promised, that he will accept prayers. Therefore, every Ahmadi generally, that every Ahmadi child with him is a trust from Jamaat, and every Ahmadi who has given his children in Waqf-e Nau that they should become servant of the faith and they should be counted among those people who are calling people to God. They should be fathers of such children who, like Ishmael, had presented themselves for sacrifice. So in such a state, those fathers should also need to show that example, which is the example of Hazrat Ishmael. Therefore, whatever requirements there are of the acceptance of prayer, they will fulfill them. Then, according to the promise of God, the prayers will be accepted, inshallah. May Allah enable everyone to understand the philosophy of prayer and raise the standards of their prayers. There are some other Quranic prayers I will mention again later. But even after the Namaz-e-Juma, I will lead funeral prayer in receptions. First is the Sierra Leone preacher. He was studied in Jamia Pakistan, Haroon. He was fell ill. Perhaps he suffered cancer. He has passed away. He was a young man. He has three children. He was, I think he was 51 year old. So we will lead a funeral in absentia for him. The Qadian Abdus Salam Darwish, who died on 18th of September. He was serving as a manager of printing press there. He was very courageous and was hard working and worked with full devotion. May Allah raise his spiritual standards. He has left behind three daughters and two sons. There is one from Sindh, Pakistan, Bhatti Sahib. He had served Khalifatul Masih II and Khamisat III. He served them for a long time. And his young son had studied in Jamia. Ahmad Bhatti was also martyred, and one of his son-in-law is a doctor in Ghana who is a devotee. He was a very good and sincere man, and we shall lead their prayers. Masjid Nasrabad in Sindh, whenever he visited that, we lived nearby, and even in the old age he was attending the mosque. Then Daud Noman Sahiba, his daughter, he lives in Calgary, and in America he met an accident in which both wife and her 11-month-old daughter died in accident. He had also taken pledge on Muslim Oath, and Daud's grandfather, maternal grandfather also, and the father-in-law of this girl had also taken pledge during the time of Muslim Maud, and in great opposition he was greatly steadfast. Shazi Aslam, who has died, she was the niece.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله